Some Nashville parents are protesting Metro School's decision to start charging a fee for pre-kindergarten at early learning centers. These locations serve about 600 children and until now have been free. But Metro says for the quality of their program, public pre-K is still a good deal. WPLN contributor Amy Eskind reports.
Public pre-K is popular in Nashville, and in some parts of the city, hundreds are on waiting lists. But even with Metro Schools footing part of the bill, and some of the classrooms already charging, administrators say they need additional revenue to keep up quality. Phyllis Phillips, director of pre-K, is telling distressed parents this.
I say I get it. I've been there. I've got a daughter, and I was in the same boat. And I know it's a hard decision for families to make.
Phillips says that the program will still be free for low-income families and for students with disabilities. In most classrooms, everyone else will pay a sliding scale fee based on income and the number of people in a family. It will start at $18 and go up to $144 per week.
I'm hearing from some families that have found some services that are a lot less than that. But I think with the quality that we have and the choices that we have, I think Metro Schools is a good choice for families.
Phillips points out that, unlike in previous years, parents will be able to apply to almost any of the sites. But some parents aren't happy, chief among them Mary Jo Tews Cram. She's a teacher at Metro Schools who has a 4-year-old in the program and was planning to apply for her younger child next year. She says the new system works for high-income families who can easily afford it and for low-income families who don't have to pay, but people in the middle may find it unaffordable.
A big number like your annual income, it doesn't tell the whole story of a family's financial situation because they might have a really high rent that they're barely affording. They might have medical debt or student loan debt that's not taken account for.
Cram worries that she may not be able to afford the fee for her younger son.
We would go from being comfortable to having no cushion and being paycheck to paycheck.
Cram is circulating a petition and plans to ask for free pre-K for all children at a school board budget meeting this week. But applications for next year's public pre-K are due by March 29th, before parents can know for sure if the new fees will stick. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Amy Eskind.